Very happy to be joined by Tommy Lawlor, who you can follow on Twitter at LawlorNFL. We put out this article, you know, your top 10 defensive linemen for the last 30 years in the Philadelphia Eagles. Obviously, a storied franchise when it comes to the defensive line. I first have to ask you about this list. What was it that was the hardest part of putting these top 10 together?
There's so many good players the Eagles have had up front in the last 30 years. When you sit there and you try to figure out who are the 10 best players, and you try to rank them fairly, understanding that there's differences in their games, football's changed, that take a lot of things into account, but it made for a really interesting challenge.
Going back and watching Jerome Brown and just seeing how ridiculously talented he was, but comparing him to Fletcher Cox, I think it's pretty comparable in terms of the physical talent and what they were able to do on a football field. How hard was it to really sort through that top five?
As I watched some of Jerome and you saw how special he was, you know, he was a dominant player. And with Fletcher's actually being hindered by the fact he was in the wrong system for the last 3 years. And that's not fair to him, but at the same time, I can't just project that he would have been awesome if he had been in the right system. So I have to go with the information that's available. And so, therefore, I went with Jerome. Now, I fully expect that if Fletcher plays the way that I anticipate, he's going to fly up to number two on that list and probably surpass Jerome if he stays healthy.
How excited are you to see some of these vets transition into this scheme, knowing what you know about Jim Schwartz and then knowing what you know about these veterans that are on this defense?
When you go back and you study what Jim Schwartz has done over the years, he wants to run a 4-3. He wants to attack, but he's very creative with how he uses his personnel. When you look at what he did with Albert Haynesworth, 330 pounds, player, right defensive end, and sure enough, he beats the left tackle and gets a sack. And I was blown away by the fact that they had put this 330-pound defensive tackle at right defensive end, which is generally in the NFL, that's your speed rusher spot. You know, Schwartz knew, listen, I got a special player. I'm not going to line him up and have him go against the same guy every time because offenses are going to game plan for that. So let me be creative and let me use this guy in a special way because he's got special ability. And when you look at a guy like Fletcher Cox, obviously he has special ability. And I think Schwartz is going to move him around, be creative, and let Fletcher play to his talent rather than trying to pigeonhole him and push him into a system that doesn't fit him. And when you have coaches that are willing to say, what do I have and how can I use them, I think that's when you're going to get your best results.